We talked a little bit about the comparing domestic criminal defense and
Right.
international criminal defense. Can you say a little bit about whether there's, or what the similarities and differences are from the defense point of view of the prosecutors? That is your relationship with prosecutors here similar to the sort of relationship and experience that you had in the domestic context?
I have, sure. I mean, in the sense that the prosecutor basically plays the same role, number one. In terms of my relations, it's the same. You mean relations in the courtroom or
Well,
what?
just any sort of, and I guess maybe a way to think about this is, again, that sort of hypothetical person
Right.
that's thinking about moving from the domestic to the international. I mean, can they, whatever they've learned about what prosecutors are about, does that translate very well into the international context, or are there some major differences?
See, I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've only wanted ever to work for the defense. I just don't want to work for the prosecution. So I have even less interest in finding out individually how a prosecutor thinks, although I think that is important. Although I'm clear that, I have a lot of interest in the prosecutor in my trial, whether it's in where I live or whether it's here in a national jurisdiction internationally, how he or she operates. But I certainly, I don't come from a tradition where there are, which I would consider, it's not ex parte, I mean with prosecutors, but I mean I don't enter into, I don't have a place where there's a dialogue between me and the prosecutor. Certainly, I mean, would never discuss the case with the prosecutor. I mean, so I don't even have that kind of venue, that context. That I don't talk to prosecutors generally. It's just a
And why and you said why do you say that you wouldn't even consider working on the prosecutor side? What is it about being on the defense side that sort of
Well, it's to me. It's also it's what is it that being about on the prosecution side? I mean, let me just say, my observation is that the certainly here and certainly in my prior experience, that I feel that while I've encountered prosecutors who are principled as individuals, in general, I have been really shocked by the lack of principle at the prosecutor's office, whether we're talking about the prosecution office in a major city or we're talking about the prosecution office here. And it filters down. Obviously, not every prosecutor thinks the same way. But I'm talking about policies of the prosecution office. I just believe that the prosecution, I mean, even in a place like New York City, the prosecution in New York City, as a policy, certainly doesn't know the weight of a case. I mean, it's clear from the indictments, it's clear from the cases that come through arraignments, and it's clear from the offers they make at arraignments. They don't know the weight of a case. So their sense of what they're doing is totally skewed. They have no judgment. And it's not the individual 25-year-old assistant DA who's standing up in the middle of the night because it's his or he or she has no seniority. But I'm telling you, the policy comes from that office and that senior person. I mean, I couldn't work. There's no principle, there's no adhesion in general to the law and the principles of law. And there's no, it's in depending on where it is and where the offices are, there is no diligent effort to apply the rule of law equally. And that's true. That's the argument here, the failure to prosecute the RPF. But it's true in various state and smaller jurisdictions. I mean, not every one, but it's rare that one would find. And I haven't been to every place, but I'm looking for some fairness and some accountability and some equal application of the rule of law.